You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with Joe.
Hello.
And Heves.
Hi, everybody.
Heves, we can't see you. And we're here to discuss season 5, episode 8 of New Girl, titled The Decision. But before we do, we'll do a quick feeling stick. I have nothing. Joe, you have nothing?
No, not for this episode.
Heves, do you have anything for the feeling stick before we get started?
Oh, yeah, if I can stop crashing into stuff. I wanted to say that on Netflix right now, there is a movie called August Osage County. And it has The Fancy Man a few years before New Girl, about 4 or 5 years before New Girl. And it also has Nick's mom. So it's two New Girl people.
Mm-hmm.
And it has Julia Roberts, which is worlds colliding because we've met her brother, Eric.
That's true. We have.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Finish your thought because I have something different to say.
No, that was it.
Okay. That reminds me that Jake Johnson's new, it's like a 4-episode, kind of called a show or a miniseries or whatever, movie called Finding Ollie is out on Netflix. If anyone wants to check that out, I'm probably going to watch it. So I'll see it next week. Heather, what are you doing?
Getting my notes out of my car.
Okay, so let's read the Netflix description, which is Reagan stirs up trouble when she tells Nick and Winston she'll sleep with one of them, but they must choose. Schmidt is reunited with a college buddy. Joe, what is your Joe Flix?
Oh, gosh. On this one?
That'd be good.
Let me see.
So, like, maybe you could come prepared with it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wasn't thinking about this one because I would say if you choose to make a decision, you still have made a decision.
Okay, I'm going to go with Netflix, Heather.
Joe Flix. You know, I had a teacher who used to say kind of the same thing she would say. Well, not to decide is to decide.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, as this show goes along, you'll see what I mean, because there's a lot of big decisions in this show.
Yeah, as the show goes along, we will see. Guest stars from this episode include no one really of note or who hasn't been on before, so we'll start opening in the loft, where Nick, Winston, and Reagan are having a 20-minute brunch debate. When Schmidt and Cece walk in to say they're headed to look at venues for their wedding, Reagan's very frustrated that Nick and Winston can't make a decision about breakfast. So finally she says, you know what? I'll sleep with one of you, but you guys have to decide who. They leave to go discuss it. And Reagan tells Cece and Schmidt she's not really going to do it. She's just trying to teach them a lesson. I'm not really clear on what the lesson is she's trying to teach them. Seems more like proving a point.
And why is she so cavalier about sleeping with people?
Well, yeah, it seems to be kind of her shit.
Well, the best line in that opening thing was Schmidt goes, the venue is the axle of the wedding chariot.
He said that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you need closed caption to see it, but that's what he said.
And I just love how genuinely happy he looks when he says to Reagan, we're going to look at venues.
Yeah, it is a cute episode for him.
Yes.
So Nick is in the room with Winston having a, quote, gentleman's debate where they're constantly bowing at each other and referring to each other as sir. And Nick says, as a gentleman, I will take the fact that I have a huge crush with Reagan off the table, thinking that would make Winston go, you know what? You do have a huge crush. You can do it. But instead, yeah. Winston says, okay. And then Nick gets really mad at him. This is a very choppy episode. It's just going to go back and forth. Sometimes it goes to a scene and there's like one line and then it's back to another scene. So
it is indeed choppy.
Yeah. Good luck keeping up with it, guys. Sorry. So Schmidt and Cece are paying for their wedding themselves. They disclose and they can't get carried away. And they look at the first place, which is really bad. And so it's not looking good for their wedding venue.
It's like a Mumford and Sons video.
Yes. Back at the loft. The guys are still arguing and Winston brings up Cindy De La Garza. I love her last name. In flashback, and Nick, quote, Frenched her at a dance when Winston had called dibs. So Winston wins, and I don't know. I wrote down scores, quote, a game. I don't even know what that means. Do you guys know what that means?
No, but you can't have just one dib.
What is it?
Scores him a game?
Scores him a game?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Maybe he said like, oh, I win or I scored. Anyway, so Winston's with Allie and he's babbling about all the insecurities he has because he thinks he has to, you know, he's going to sleep with Reagan. And Allie says he has nothing to worry about. And he asks for his best feature. And before she could say it, he says, well, yours is, I was going to say yours is your neck. You have a nice neck.
Connects to your head, the way your neck connects to your head.
There you go. Then before she can answer about him, they say, she says, you have nice. And then she's like, there's our suspect. And so they have to go after the suspect. Cece and Schmidt are back at the Lisbon where Winston says, or I'm sorry, where Schmidt says, oh, we should just pop in when we have to have a, happen to have an appointment. And it's really fancy. And she's like, you shouldn't torture yourself. We're not going to be able to afford this, but they go inside anyway. Before we hear more about the inside of the Lisbon, Nick is with Reagan and she is explaining to him a presentation and saying it in like a way. Well, he said, first he says, Reagan, you win because Winston called dibs on Cindy De La Garza. So when Winston wins, I won't be able to sleep with you. Like, I'm sorry. And Reagan starts to plant doubts in his mind and then does a presentation that's supposed to be super boring, but says it in her sexy voice staring at him. And he like gets really upset and leaves because obvious he's rethinking the whole dib situation.
Well, I don't know why that was sexy though. What's sexy about hepatitis C?
It was like the way she was saying it and looking at him.
It reminds me of when Cece tries to be sexy and it's annoying.
Yeah, I don't think that's what this is. I mean, she's pretty attractive. So I think she could be reading anything and people would be like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just didn't like last episode where Cece was like, butter my biscuits.
Okay. So we're at the and they're talking about how beautiful it is, but say it's probably not available when the assistant comes over and said there's one open slot in April. So they decide to do what they want to do when Schmidt wants to buy a pair of shoes or something. Walk away and think about it overnight. But before they can do, they found out there's another couple interested, and it's Benjamin, everyone's arch nemesis, and his new fiance. And he says to his fiance, oh, look, here's the fat guy from school. And they get an argument. Cece gets real competitive and everybody's racing to book the venue. Reminds me of several movie plots I've seen about weddings, right,
Heather? Oh, so many. But I have a question. Is Benjamin the guy from who says Las Vegas?
No, that was that one random friend they had suddenly who had all the money who had to be invited to the bachelor party. But we had said we don't know why they just didn't use Benjamin for that episode.
Right. So Benjamin is from the party bus.
Correct. I think on the first episode, Jess goes out on a date with a guy, but he stands her up and it's Benjamin's friend. Benjamin. And they run in step front of the party. He's in it a couple different times.
Gotcha.
So Winston and Allie are back together. And oh, I'm sorry. That's when he says that her best feature is her neck. And then Winston asks Allie, what's my best feature? She said, it's that you have kind eyes. And he says, really? I always thought I had snail eyes.
Oh, I know.
And then Nick calls to tell her, before that, I love it. He goes, I'm going to turn around now, but I'm going to save my eyes for last. Like, exact kind of information, you know, you should not give that guy. You're going to hear about it for the rest of your life.
Oh, I know. He's so cute.
That's so why she, Allie said immediate and forever.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Immediately regretting it and forever. So Winston gets a call from Nick saying that he's going to tell Reagan that he's the one who won. And he gets really upset and is like, I need to take off. Just could take off in the middle of his policing workday to go try to have sex with Reagan, apparently.
Oh, I know. That was crazy.
And he doesn't just take off. He goes, officer down.
Yeah. Well, he's making a full sentence. Bad choice of words. Don't say that. So we're back at the Lisbon and everyone's acting like a clown filling out the forms. The guy says, you know, we don't care about who fills it out fastest. We love care about romance. So they start telling their story. Cece starts lying and for some reason says that her and Schmidt are cousins. Not a good
with Harrison Ford.
What?
With Harrison Ford.
Yes, yes.
George Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
that was the memorial they were looking at.
A mixture of the Beatles and
Harrison Ford.
What was he in? Star Wars.
The Fugitive.
No, the jungle movie there.
Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah. Indiana Jones.
Jungle movie. Yeah,
he gets around.
He does. I love him. So we're back in the loft before we find out more about the Lisbon, and we find out that dibs expire, except for Winston doesn't think they do. And Nick goes, look.
I thought they were like gift cards. Don't expire.
He goes, look, I've already started shaving my whole body. I started from the bottom, now we hear, to his neck, which is quoting rap song. And they decide they're going to turn the tables on Reagan, which I don't think they're going to be able to do. But before we find out, we're back at the Lisbon, where they're having a bid, and they're at $10,000. So Cece bids $10,001.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I've seen that happen many times at many charity auctions. People are like, $501. Like, that's literally how it works. They try, yeah. So you have to set specific increments. Schmidt says that it's not worth it. His real dream wedding is just marrying her. And it's a really beautiful moment. The kind of moment you would have thought the guy would have been like, oh, you're the true love story. You could have it. But that didn't happen.
Yeah, it was funny though.
Yes, very. Back at the loft, the guys say they've made a decision and the name is in the envelope, but it's 2016. So the lady should decide.
Ooh.
He says that they're all going to say the name at the same time. And she says, Reagan says, that logic seems bulletproof. Sometimes her deadpan stuff is so funny.
Oh, I love her deadpan.
So she says, can each of you pitch yourself? So Winston says that he has kind eyes and starts talking. And I love how Nick's like, I've always thought he had snail eyes.
Oh,
because he said that before.
Winston's eyes are amazing. So why would they have snail eyes?
I don't know. So he starts talking about Allie and then realizes as he's talking, they realize you like Allie. He's like, oh my gosh, I do like Allie. And he reacts so cute and he's going to go ask her out. And so then that list just leaves Nick and Reagan. So she says, okay, your room or my room. And what happens? He can't decide. First of all, that's Jess's room. That shouldn't even
sound the same
at all for several reasons, just because, ew, gross. Also, that's your ex-girlfriend. Not sure why he had trouble deciding on that one. Next, we're at the LAPD, and Winston's being real goofy. And he says that he didn't do it. You know, he didn't hook up with Reagan. Do you want to grab a drink after work? And she says, sure. And there's a pause. And he turns around and, oh, I'm sure Heather wanted to cry. He looks so happy and like, oh my gosh, what's happening?
Yes.
And then she goes, can my boyfriend come? He's an Asian animal actor. We should introduce him to your dog, Hebs.
Oh my gosh, we should.
Yeah, she's real well behaved. So
Sprinkles is gorgeous.
I didn't say she was ugly.
Yeah. She's got the attitude of a movie star.
That she does. So Nick finally comes out of his room and trying to decide whose room to hook up in. And he's wearing his tracksuit that makes him look like a homeless pencil from the Dead Dad episode. I never noticed until this episode that he wore that twice.
Yeah, when he was going to have sex with the cousin's wife.
No, he didn't wear this. He wore it with a windbreaker tracksuit.
Oh, it was?
He wore this in the Dead Dad Pass episode.
Oh, the Dead Dad Pass. That's yeah. Right.
So he says that he, no one, we should take all the sex out of it. No one wants to hook up with him wearing this. Let's just go get a drink. I'm going to go get a drink. Would you like to come? At the bar, Reagan's wearing animal print feetsy pajamas. She looks so cute. Schmidt and Cece come in, announce they're getting married in a soon-to-be-abandoned warehouse. Winston comes in, asks Allie out. Yay! She has a boyfriend. Oh, yes. And I think Schmidt says, everyone dies. Maybe he'll die. Uplifting. And to make Winston feel better, they all sing Motown Philly. Really, really slow. So
where
random.
Where did he come up with this stuff?
I don't know,
and
but it was
a
funny.
Lot, New Girl. That song has been in my head all day.
Right? Totally. Yes. And that is our very choppy episode. Thanks for sticking with that rough recap. Let's get into best dressed. Joe, who is your best dressed for this episode?
I would say Nick in his not for sex outfit.
Yes. Nice. The homeless pencil look is a good look, Hebs.
Well, I'm kind of on the same track as Joe, because I just put non-sex clothes, so Nick and Reagan.
I can't believe this. I put Nick and Reagan bar outfits.
Oh,
I don't know.
We never all had the same best dress.
We haven't.
History has been made.
Awesome. Mark it down, guys. That's not a bingo square.
And last week, we all had the same honey roast.
One of our bingo squares should be we all agree about something, because that'd be a hard one to hit.
Yes, it would make the game more intense.
Favorite Schmidt moment? Mine is everyone dies, maybe he'll die, because most people would have said, oh, you're a better guy, or let's just go check it out. You know, maybe they'll break up. It was a week ago, too. Joe, what was your favorite Schmidt moment?
I would say it would have to be when he says the venue is the axle of the wedding chariot.
Yeah, that was a good catch.
Nice catch.
It is very cute.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, it was funny in the Lisbon, you know. But he's always got to make everything dramatic. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, kind of like your hair right now.
Yeah, very dramatic.
It's a little distracting.
It is. I feel so bad for him. Like, what kind of day did you have that you ran your hand through your hair that much? Hevs, what's your favorite Schmidt moment?
My favorite Schmidt moment was just the entire scene I couldn't even pick one line. Just the entire scene when he's fighting with Benjamin and Mimi at the Lisbon.
Oh, the Lisbon. Yeah, good job knowing Mimi's name. I didn't catch that.
What other show has Mimi been on?
I don't know. She was a guest star, so I should have had that. I don't know why.
She looks super familiar.
I lost over. I dropped the ball on that one. Obviously, the jar counts as zero. Favorite funniest moment overall, Hebs?
Oh, George Harrison Ford, because it shows like how crazy she really is about Schmidt to like, because that's not something she would do, like get in a fight over
or even get flustered and not have a good answer.
Exactly. Well, and it reminded me of me, because that's so something I would do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I'd get all confused and 100%. It would be a zoo.
Joe, what was your favorite or funniest moment?
I would say when Nick and Winston were in the bedroom with their gentleman talk.
Yes.
And he's like, well, maybe I'm not dealing with a gentleman.
Yeah. Well, one gentleman would have said, I love the bowing and the flair. Mine is similar to that. When I saw this episode was next, I was like, oh my God, this episode's so annoying. I didn't love the Lisbon stuff. And I was like, this stupid, you know, choose to have. And then I watched it. I'm like, oh no, this is actually really funny. So my favorite, funniest moment was just anything that had to do with the decision, the dibs. The how he kept saying he was Frenching Cindy De La Garza. They wouldn't just be like De La Garza. They had to.
And dibs cannot be singular.
I mean, you think about it, dibs on a person is super inappropriate.
gotta be clear.
People have called dibs on people.
Yeah, but I mean, that person should decide who they want to date. It shouldn't be the people who call dibs. And people
ultimately, hopefully, that's what will happen. Yeah, but I do want to say that I believe that history was made again tonight, because I really don't think that I have ever given a favorite funniest moment to Cece.
Oh, probably not. You don't really like her very much.
Yeah.
No, I also want to say that I feel like dibs is like for the last piece of pizza to sit in the front seat of the car for the sprinkled donut. I don't think dibs should be used for people. But anyway.
Yeah, but like if you and your friend were in a car and you saw a cute guy walk by, you could be like, dibs. Like
maybe it's, I wouldn't do that. Maybe it's a boy thing. Joe, did you and your friends call dibs on girls growing up?
Yeah, it's a guy thing, but you know, I mean, dibs is just a word. You can't take the action of dibs for any more than just a word.
Oh, okay.
It's a way guys communicate that, oh, I like that girl, don't ask her out.
Okay. That's all.
What I'm going to walk away with tonight is the quote from Joe that I just learned, is that dibs is a word.
Is a what?
Is a word. First of all, I don't actually think it is. Probably slang, but it's just funny because you're like, I'll explain it. Dibs is a word. Oh, it's a word.
Yeah, it's a word that we use. It's a coded word that we use.
Okay. The Honey Roast Award for the best character, performance, etc. in this episode, I'm giving 1000% to Winston. The snail eyes joke, the looking so excited when it looked like Allie was going to go out with him. It's just so cute. I love it so much. When he apologizes to Reagan that he can't sleep with her, she cares. Stellar Winston episode. I love how he's always in LAPD gear when he's just like at home or at a bar. Police officers walk around advertising their police officers.
But he always does, and I always think that it's such a cute touch.
Yeah, he's so proud. What was your, or who gets your honey roast, Hebs?
My honey roast, oh my gosh, it'll be crazy if this happens again. I also gave to Winston.
Oh my gosh.
And also because of the whole Reagan thing and the Allie thing and him coming into his emotions. And of course, the snail eyes. Winston owned, this season, Winston owns a lot.
Strong Winston season. Joe, yeah. Who gets your honey roast?
Yeah, I would say Winston too, although Nick's a close second for conceding to Winston on the bet. But it was hilarious when he shaved his whole body. He doesn't tell her that. Yeah. You know, first of all, I'm hairless.
Yeah, when they were selling themselves. But how do you compete with snail eyes? I mean, that actually reminded me of a story we probably shared already, like the time Joe came to work with one arm shaved and the other arm had hair.
Joe did that?
Yeah, because he was in the shower and saw what time it was and was like, oh, shoot, I better get going.
Yeah.
And so we were like, wait, what? Why are you even shaving your arms?
We're shaving the hair off your arms?
Yeah, usually I'm never late anywhere, Hev, so I had to get out.
Oh, that's hilarious. You've never been on time anywhere, separate to tonight's Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Everyone's for the honey roast. Zero bears, unless you guys found a bear.
No bears this time for me.
Okay, so that brings us to discussion questions. Joe, do we actually have a little time for them this time? Joe, do you have a discussion question?
Well, since we're talking about Schmidt, he says the venue is the axle of the wedding cherry.
Yeah, he mentioned that.
Yes, he really did.
But how does that, I mean, do you think it is that I think it's the bride's dress, but what do you think is the chariot of the wedding?
The axle.
Yeah, the venue is the axle. I think it's a bride's dress. In other words, everything that makes a wedding go, the bride's dress, because that's what everyone's looking forward to seeing, including the groom.
Right.
Although I see now there's a trend where they do a first look.
Yeah. But he still gets to look forward to seeing it.
I don't know what a first look is, but that's a new trend.
It's when you get a look at the bride first, and then you go get married.
But it's not. I don't think it's
a very old trend.
No, that's not. Is? That's that's bad luck. You can't be doing that.
No,
not the groom. The groom doesn't see him. It's like usually the dad or a brother or a sister. Well,
they do it with the groom too. Sometimes they want like a private moment or first look.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't curse my marriage.
No one's asking you to.
If the venue was the axle of the wedding chariot, our chariot broke because our venue, the power went out in the middle of it. We couldn't put the AC on before noon. I mean, it was a lot of rules in that chariot. You know what I'm saying?
Some would argue since we're divorced, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, that came later. Obviously,
came later.
That was funny because the limo was the chariot.
It's all the same day. After the reception, I'm like, this isn't working out. It's because of the axle in our chariot. I see what you're saying, Joe. I think the wedding dress is very important. Say Yes to the Dress is literally one of my favorite things to watch. But I think that the venue is the axle and the chariot of the wedding from a guest experience. So the venue's got to be comfortable, pretty, have good food, good lighting. I see where it just affects the overall vibe of your wedding. And as someone who's like a planner, like he is, I see his point. I think that the actual axle is probably the people you invite, but I do agree with Schmidt that it's up there. Heather, what about you?
I think that as a guest, the venue and the snackies.
Mm. Okay.
I don't think we had snackies at the venue.
We definitely had food. So the venue, we got married in a church. So our venue is actually the reception is more what we're talking about here. So Heather's saying the meal, but she's just saying snackies because that's who she is. Heather, we're almost out of time. Did you have one discussion question?
Are we almost out of time?
Yeah, the thing just popped up.
You got 10 minutes. We're good.
Well, it takes Heather a while. So we probably have time for one question.
Okay. I'm going to say, my question is, well, I have a couple, but we'll start with this one. Are you decisive or indecisive?
That's a good question because I feel like Winston's indecisive. Nick's just kind of lazy. That's not what you asked, but it's always kind of bothered me. Why is Nick suddenly so indecisive?
Well, he never really decides anything because he's too lazy.
I've never seen them debate over breakfast for that long. That just kind of bothered me. I just felt like this isn't really.
Yeah, it was kind of random and stupid.
Yeah. I am both. Yeah. I have to be decisive, but if there's any room for me to think about it, I'll think about it and call everyone I know and get their opinion. Joe is both. What do you think you are, Joe?
No, I'm pretty decisive.
You think so?
Like when I say, where am I going to lunch? I know where I'm going.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's Joe is true. Very determined.
And what time he's going to have lunch.
Yeah.
But the question wasn't, are you decisive about lunch? But yeah, Heves, what about you? I don't know why you're pausing because the answer is indecisive.
There's the answer right there.
Yeah, indecisive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't even choose what discussion question to ask. I mean, it's hard. I can't choose at a restaurant what to eat. I'm a zoo.
No, you're one of the most indecisive people I know. I think there's different versions. Like at work, I'm incredibly decisive, like done, move on. But if I have to make a decision that's like going to affect like the family or like I'm trying to buy a water heater and I'm finding that very stressful. So I think you can be both.
Yeah, you would be, but I mean, because like when I decide on something like in life,
mm-hmm.
then you can't stop me. But day-to-day decisions, I'm very indecisive. I can't tell you guys how long it takes me just to get my day rolling.
I can't imagine. I've experienced it. So I have a question that I wanted to ask before we see if we could fit another one of yours, Heather, because it's episode related. Why do you think Reagan said that to the guys? I know she smugly was like, oh, so I'm going to teach them a lesson, which isn't accurate at all. I don't know what the lesson was. And then when they did make a decision and he was like, okay, we chose Winston, like, congratulations. She wasn't like, okay, good job deciding. What lesson was she teaching them to be like, was it really? And then trying to seduce Nick. Nothing. What was her motivation for just basically being difficult and awful?
I'm going to throw out a theory. I think it's just that, I mean, this is just a guess, but mm-hmm. that she has feelings for Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And so probably wanted to see, well, if he'll go to all these lengths, then maybe he likes me too.
I agree. I think that because the next episode really dives into that more. And so right. I thought too, she's just like a mean girl toying with a guy who she knows, you know, is attracted to her. Joe, do you have a theory for what Reagan's motivations were?
Well, yeah, she actually said it at the beginning, but maybe you missed it. It was in closed captioning. But I mean, I think she was teaching them the lesson that you
guys, my God.
What?
I've said that like four times, but go ahead.
That you gotta make a decision. They're very indecisive. So she was teaching them a lesson that, okay, guys, now you gotta make a decision. So she was teaching them a lesson that they gotta decide, because they never can decide on anything,
right.
Which is true. I mean, in every single episode, there's some kind of indecisive kind of, you know.
That's true.
Theme to it.
Then they do decide, and they decide it's Winston. And she messes with Nick intentionally
to get him. So they learned the lesson. Yeah, they learned the lesson and said, okay, if you really want to make a decision, because and it just shows they make the decision over the important things, right? But, you know, to fix a sink, you'd rather put a plunger down it than call a plumber. And that perturbs Schmidt.
Because
he hates when he fixes everything with a plunger, including their sink. But that's what it meant.
Okay, great. We only have 5 minutes, Heather. So if you have a very quick yes or no sort of question.
Well, no, I'll just throw in two things. First of all, it just is an FYI, Kourtney Kardashian is notoriously indecisive, and they've even done episodes about that. But also, I think part of it too was just that I think in an episode or two from now, Zoe comes back and they're just running low on material without her.
Yeah she is almost there. It kind of is an absurd plot for an episode, but it was funny. It was enjoyable to watch.
I'm just happy because I thought she was gone longer, so I'm happy that
it felt longer when I watched it.
Yeah.
You didn't watch it in real time, but because it was over the course of weeks, you know, but I do remember it in my rewatches as being longer. Okay, so we only have a couple minutes left, so we will wrap here. We'll see you guys next week for episode 9, which sadly will be on Zoom. But then after that, Joe's coming to visit. So we're going to try and bank as many in-person as possible. And I am going to put up a poll on our Instagram. So please go to our Instagram stories and check that out. Just kind of about pace of episodes. Like, do you guys get upset when we take a break? Would you be okay with us going every other week? Do you prefer the in-person so much that you rather you didn't have to deal with Zoom? Questions like that, Heather, you'll be fine. So please go to our Instagram to vote on those polls. We'd love your feedback. We hope you have a great week. Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.